Tony Abbott Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us for a few minutes is John Stadmiller, fellow RBN host, boss of all bosses. And this is in response to a call we got on the air yesterday regarding the RBN fundraiser. And I had to admit, I didn't know what was going on. So, John, what's going on with the RBN fundraiser? How can people help us continue RBN into 2013?
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to come up on your show for a few minutes, Michael. Let me preface this by saying we all know the economy is tightening down, irrespective of government figures. They never do the correct employment figures, the U6 total combined. This economy continues to slide into the tank, regardless of what Wall Street is telling you or what the political pundits in Washington, D.C. are telling you. That does not match reality. And it's getting tougher and tougher every month and every year to keep this network going, because we've been in this recession since 2006. For all intents and purposes, Mike, we went into the depression in 2002, 2008, 2009 due to the banking crisis. Consequently, everything is slowing down and tightening up. Just this month, we've had several sponsors that have been with us for a number of years. They had to drop. They weren't doing business. So we depend on the contributions, and we do have some people out there that are pretty well insulated, unlike you or I, Michael. I'm saying money here. We need their help. We need continued donations on a monthly, weekly basis to maintain this network. The pledge drive we did this past, I believe it was summer, we finally got to our $40,000 mark, but it took 2.5 months to get there. And then just a week ago or so, we did an addendum to that, and we were able to raise $15,000. This is just keeping us even with the bills. This network has never really, Michael, operated on a profit margin, because everything that we ever made went back into it. And so consequently, Michael, we have temporarily met our goal of paying off some bills. The guys here refer to the basket as the accounts payable, and we're almost even with the basket. But again, we're going to have to rely on people and their generosity to keep this network and 32 other hosts on the air.
Well, as I keep telling my listeners all the time, we understand the money power in this nation is warping the corporate news to serve their interests. And the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of our government, out of our lives, is for the little money to unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic. And I know the listeners and my readers are really tired of this constant harangue for donations and support. Mm-hmm. But if you don't step up to the plate and help us out, RBN could go away. What really happened could go away. Just like RBN, I had some of my advertisers not only quit but didn't honor their past invoices. So, you know, now we're through our crisis over here at whatreallyhappened.com. So now we need to put the focus back on RBN. And really, I cannot tell you all how important it is. RBN is this voice for getting the facts out there to counter the propaganda that is being fed to you to get your money, to get your children to fight in the wars. And if RBN ceases to operate, the financial cost to you will be much greater than whatever donations you can come in with. We're going to have to take a break for commercials here. John, do you want to stay into the next segment?
Yeah, just a couple of minutes to let people know the different ways they can support the network, Michael.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're continuing with John Stadmiller and the dire need for public support for continuing Republic Broadcasting. John, you were going to tell us how people can help out.
Very simply, Mike, if they want to sign up for a monthly donation, they can do that through PayPal or make a one-time donation. If you've not signed up for the archives and you just listen live, that's a convenient factor for you, but also it helps us defray the bandwidth costs for the network. And it's small revenue coming into the network, but every little bit helps. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, right at the top is the donations button. You click on that. That will take you right to a donate button. Press that, and that takes you right over to PayPal and American Express, Discover, you know, all the major credit cards. We can use the funds right now and on a continued basis. Or if you'd like to be anonymous, that's fine. Michael, I always say that you can send your donations in by check or money order into the network or FRNs wrapped in foil. And no, that's not to keep them pure. That's to keep the prying eyes of the postal workers out of the Christmas mail, because they like to light Louis. We always say the funds in the envelopes. But they can send that over to Republic Broadcasting Network. Just simply put it RBN on the envelope, 2251 Double Creek, that's two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, two words again, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And another way, and it really makes our sponsors happy, you know, some of these guys, they understand the economy. Some of these guys, if they even break even, they'll continue sponsoring. I mean, we've got freeze-dried food, we've got Berkey's, we've got Extendivite, Cartivite, SCADs of good products. Purchase some products from the network. And that makes the advertisers happy, and that keeps us happy. That keeps the money coming into the network. And Michael, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news to people, but this economy is going to continue to get worse. And if you think you're going to be destroyed on December 21st, no, you'll be here for December 22nd and into the new year. But
when the fiscal cliff hits, you're going to get destroyed, just not in the way the Mayans said.
That's exactly right. So the afternoons on this network, I'm not trying to pump anybody up here, myself included, but we've got the best 1-2 punch in the afternoon in an alternative media out there. And this is worth the support, folks. Sometimes you don't miss what you've got until it's gone. Don't let that happen. Contribute to this network, support it, and we'll be around for you into the future, telling you what you need to know in order to survive and make good choices.
Now, we can also mention the RBN online store, where you can go and you can buy some pretty cool products. In fact, that shortwave radio that you've got there is a really, really nice unit. supports single sideband and other features like that. And there's also, of course, the Republic Trading Group, where I understand if our listeners go out and buy a gold or a silver coin as a Christmas present this year, that indirectly benefits Republic Broadcasting.
That is absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, click on the banner on republicbroadcasting.org, and that takes you to the new, the brand spanking new webpage we have for Republic Trading Group. And of course, Paul Drockton, the man of many talents. He's a good on-air personality, but he's better at the financial and giving advice. He sells gold and silver, but he'll tell you what you need to know in order to take what is maybe left of your portfolio and protect yourself. We're only talking insurance, folks, but this is insurance that you're going to cash in.
And I want to get back to something you said earlier on. None of us doing this are doing this for the money. There are easier ways to get rich.
Oh, brother.
yeah. You know, we could turn the websites into porn sites or something like that. We're doing this because we see a necessity. And I know this is true of John. It's true of myself as well. We have turned down better ways to make comfortable livings because of how important this is right now to minimize the damage to America from the war machine, from the money junkies. And we don't get government grants. We're not getting funded by secretive organizations that will buy us $5 million studios from which to broadcast as long as we tow a certain agenda. We're basically out here telling the truth as best we know it, and we really do need your support to keep this going. And without your support, we're not going to be here. And that it's really come down to that.
Michael, there must have been an open microphone in studio. How did we were just contacted in the last couple of days by somebody that ironically runs a porn site, and they I'm dead serious. They said that, you know, you might have a moral or ethical conflict with this, but we're actually doing people a favor. The people that have been displaced in this economy are now making porno films, and we're paying them.
Yeah, I saw that. Mike Powers actually forwarded that along to me, and as hungry as we are for funding, we have to draw the line on that one.
I am telling you.
Yeah, and I know the guy says they're doing a service, but it really is a desperation story where this guy is running a porn website where he'll go to people who are trying to stay in their homes, and he'll say, if you'll make a porn video for me, I'll split the proceeds for you. And I think it's actually a very tragic circumstance.
It is.
And even if I didn't have a moral problem with it, which, I mean, you know, I appreciate a good artistically well done piece of porn like the next guy, but even if I didn't have the ethical situation, it is such a tragic story to contemplate. I would have nothing to do with that.
I had the same reaction. I thought, where have we come to in this country in order to put some food on your table or pay the monthly mortgage payment that you have to strip down and dance for a camera. I didn't even want to go there. Michael, I appreciate you letting me on your show this afternoon. Folks, if you're so moved and you maybe got a little budget surplus in your Christmas budget, well, give us a call at the network at 800-724-2719. Don't let us go away, folks. We're here. We're committed. We've been here for almost 8 years now, and we plan on being with you into the future to help get this country back. But the main objective here is to keep you informed with what's really going on. And, Michael, you're exemplary. You're an example of this network. You do a fine show. You prep for all the material that you bring here, and I'm really pleased to have you on board so as well.
Well, thank you. And that was John Stadmiller, who's the boss here. And it's final comment. You don't have to extra within your Christmas budget to help RBN. If you still have people on your Christmas list, you know, look at the Republic Trading Group as a gold or silver coin as a really cool Christmas present, especially if your friends are as Akamai as we are, or look through the RBN online store. There are cool things to give as Christmas presents there. So it's not like you're going to have to scrape out something extra. Just shop wisely. Shop, do your Christmas shopping in a way that's going to help keep RBN on the air. Because, like I said before, we don't have any government grants. We're not getting money from secretive foundations. This is it. This is what you see is what you get. And if this is going to continue to happen, you have to make it happen. And I really appreciate all that you have done. And it was reassuring to hear that RBN did meet their original fundraising goal last summer and the more recent one. But again, with prices going up and equipment wearing out, you know, it literally is month to month, week to week. And I understand how big that basket is there because we're dealing with the same situation out here. So thank you all very much for your patience on this. And I know you're tired of hearing us constantly ask you for money and support, but it really is necessary because it isn't coming in from anywhere else. So. Alrighty, anyway, getting back to the story and getting back to the root of the problem, we're seeing this story. This came from a politicalrenny.com, and the article is "We the People Need to End the Fed," and that's absolutely true. And the article goes back over the history, you're already familiar with it, about how the Federal Reserve came into being in 1913. Congress simply voted through an act saying, we're going to let these private bankers take over money creation. Woodrow Wilson signed it into law. He wrote in his own diary a few years later, I have unwittingly destroyed my own country. Now, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, only the U.S. Congress can create the money. In order to change that, it should have taken a constitutional amendment. And I think we need to start getting it out there to our friends. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. And we could save this nation overnight if we had a president or even a Supreme Court courageous enough to say, yeah, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was unconstitutional. And all of those trillions and trillions dollars of debt that are owed to the Federal Reserve, we just write that all off. Because, I mean, look at how the Federal Reserve operates. The government goes to the Federal Reserve, says, I need to borrow some money. The Federal Reserve just prints it right up and loans it to the U.S. government and then demands interest on that, which has to be paid through work product, because the people who have those paper notes, you have to do what they tell you to do before they'll share those paper notes with you. You're not allowed to print up your own paper notes. You're not even allowed to make silver and gold coins as money anymore. They call that counterfeiting now. The fake money is real and the real money is fake. That's how past the looking glass this whole economy is coming. And all these bankers who operate on this printed money, they're screaming, we must bail them out because they risked their money. They didn't risk anything except ink and paper. Let's give them back a couple of barrels of ink and several reams of paper and call it even. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gets you need. Five-driving polar vest. $4 guests. 3 failed automakers. 2 melting ice caps. And the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to be poking fun at Al Gore here in a little bit on this whole global warming thing. And they're still coming after the carbon taxes. Doesn't matter that there hasn't been any provable warming in 16 years. Doesn't matter that 10 years ago they were saying snow's a thing of the past and Europe's buried right now. I don't care if you know they're lying. They have decreed from on high, human-caused global warming is a problem and you will pay a carbon tax to atone for your sins. Anyway, we have talked about this before where the U.S. government is gazing lustfully at the cash sitting in your IRA and 401k plans. There's a huge available amount of money in those plans. And already the U.S. government is reaching forth with their talons to plunge down into your retirement and scrape it back to themselves. And they're talking about these various plans to force you to convert your IRA and 401k plans into a government-mandated retirement system, which will invest your money in treasury bonds. Now, we already have a government-mandated retirement system. It's called Social Security. And the government already went in and took out that cash and invested it in treasury bonds, and now they can't pay it back. They've defaulted on the American people. And now they want to do it yet again. And the problem with that is they're basically making your retirement wholly dependent on the performance of the U.S. government. Maybe they think that will stop people from complaining. But the reality is, if your entire retirement nest egg is tied up in the government, when the government goes, it's all gone. Common sense says you should have a diversified retirement portfolio. You've got some in Social Security. The government's already screwed that up. And you should have other retirement spread around so that one single financial disaster can't take it all down. Now the government wants it all. It's amazing how prescient George Carlin was when he was talking about, they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And he was saying that bankers have got it all, and now they're coming after your retirement. Here they are. They're absolutely doing it. And we should not expect the U.S. government to manage the new mandated federal retirement program any better than they manage Social Security. Social Security was supposed to be money was taken from you and entrusted to the federal government to invest wisely to produce a return from which you would be paid retirement benefits. And instead, the government basically took the money and spent it. And now they can't pay it back. The worst abuses, of course, took place there during the Clinton administration. Remember that magical federal budget surplus they were crowing about? That federal budget surplus under the Clinton administration was basically done by looting the pension funds of the American people, the American worker. And it was even recorded in congressional record that what Clinton was doing was taking billions of dollars out of the Social Security Trust Fund, transferring it to the general column, and spending it like it was general revenues. And there's nothing left in that Social Security Trust Fund but a bunch of big government IOUs that they can't pay. And so now they're going to come out and grab the IRAs and 401ks and drag that money in and spend it as general revenues. And they don't care about how it's going to affect retirees because, hey, somebody else will be in office then and it won't be my problem any longer. I think that's one of the biggest faults with the American system of government, is that everybody is only thinking about what they're going to do between now and the next election or now in retirement. And I think as we talk about a blueprint for New America, what we ought to do is link the salaries and retirement benefits of all elected officials to the performance of the nation as a whole. If the nation goes into the Al-Qaeda after they leave office, so does their pension and retirement benefits. That's going to get them thinking long-term again, and that's something that is definitely missing in our current government and financial system. Nobody is thinking about the whole system and what's best for the whole system. Nobody's thinking long-term. It's all about, I got to get profits before the next election or the next stockholders meeting. We don't care how it affects anybody else or what it's going to do to the future. We want our goodies now. Money junkie thinking. Obama has now come out and declared that states must meet Obamacare standards in order to get full federal funding. They're now going to use the tax money that is taken from the states and should be given back to the states. They're going to use that as an extortion racket. Yes, we just took several billion dollars out of your state economy here. We'll give it back as long as you do what we tell you to do. I think it's time for the states to start keeping their own tax revenues. Look at what happened with Palestine when they trusted Israel to manage their tax revenues. As soon as Palestine does something Israel doesn't like, Israel says, we're keeping the money. Too bad. Just another cash grab. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at my email and all these people writing and promising that as soon as they have money, they're going to make a donation to RBN, which we understand how rough it is out there. Claire and I confront it head on here with this homeless food program, the food bags for the school kids whose families, where the food stamp money just runs out partway through the month, and with the food prices skyrocketing, it's earlier and earlier in the month. So we understand just how bad things are, and it makes it hard for us to ask, but we're kind of in a position here of not having much choice. Reader sent in the suggestion, don't turn your back on the porno idea quite so quickly. All you have to do is broadcast from a topless bar, read the news a little slower, and charge $2.39 per minute. I don't know. It all worked for Howard Stern. He certainly made enough money during his career. I don't know that we're ready to do that. And I think my wife might have some concerns about that kind of thing here. So we'll be going right along. Now then, phone lines are open. We're in the last half hour of today's show. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Interesting story about a guy named Frank Morocco, ex-convict, was out on a supervised release, kind of a parole thing, and he walks into a Wegmans store in Amherst, And he just walks up to the counter, starts grabbing shoelaces, sandals, stuffed animal, miscellaneous stuff. Total of $23 worth into a shopping basket, and then walked out of the store without paying right in front of the security guard. And so, of course, the police show up and arrest him on a shoplifting charge, which is a violation of his supervised release, and he's going back to prison. And he intended to do that because he suffers from leukemia. He can't afford medical care out here in the real world, but in prison, he is guaranteed medical care by the government for his leukemia. The only way he could get treatment for his leukemia was to go back to prison, and that's what he chose to do. And I have to wonder how many of, or how much of our prison population consists of people who have run out of other options. And they go commit a crime and get caught, so at least they've got a roof over their head and three meals a day. And that may be a reason why the United States has one of the highest per capita incarceration rate in the world right now, along with all these pointless drug busts and everything. I think there are people who would rather be in prison than be homeless. And I think it's another indicator. Our medical costs in this country are way too high. The quality of care isn't all that great. And Obamacare is just going to drive it up even higher. And right now, when they're talking about the fiscal cliff, and apparently Obama and Boehner are having a meeting behind closed doors to solve the fiscal cliff, which is they're going to take all those elderly retired people and just sell them for medical experiments or something dumb like that. But when you talk about the fiscal cliff and they're talking about cuts to Medicare, and a lot of people are very upset about that. But if you look at how much mismanagement there is within Medicare, it is a documented fact that hospitals will literally urge their doctors to over-treat patients in order to bill Medicare. They're being treated for conditions they don't actually have because it generates revenue. And you could really cut Medicare by simply going back to the model of doing what is best for the patient rather than what is best for the bottom line. I mean, the abuses of Medicare are legendary on this situation. And if you would just go out and get rid of the fraud, you could cut Medicare without cutting care to the elderly and the people who need it. If anything, if they're not being overtreated, if they're not being given gratuitous treatments and tests for situations they don't even have, their health is probably going to improve anyway. They're being prescribed medications for conditions they don't actually have, and the medications have side effects. They get on that prescription medication treadmill. That drives up Medicare costs. We give you a pill for something you don't have. It has an unpleasant side effect. We give you another pill for that side effect. But that pill has a side effect. So we give you a third prescription medication to deal with the side effects of the first two. And it's all very good business for the pharmaceutical companies and for the care providers. But it's not necessarily what is best for the health of the patient. We know there are people who are doctored to death. We saw indications of that both with my father and my youngest brother. In the case of my youngest brother, he had two medications in his medicine cabinet that the contraindications, PDR says, should never be prescribed together. And yet the doctor did, and the pharmacy didn't catch it. They made their money, and my youngest brother died of symptoms that match what the contraindications in the PDR said you would get if you took these two drugs together. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Now then, I talked a little bit yesterday about Morgellons disease. I got a lot of email on this one, including a link to a video about the baseball player who got it. And I think when this guy got it, it kind of sort of undermined that idea that it was all a hoax, that it was just in people's head because he had a lot of attention focused on it. But the story came and went, and I started thinking about it, and an idea occurred to me. We know how the corporate media loves sensation and scandal and anything with buzz to it, you know, like the latest Lindsay Lohan goof or something like that. They love to play that stuff up. And it occurred to me, going back and doing a web search, the corporate media's approach to Morgellons has virtually bordered on silence. And knowing how the corporate news works, that struck me as kind of odd, because here you have this unknown disease that has fibers, red and blue and white fibers, how patriotic, springing out of the lesions. It's right out of science fiction. Doesn't that make a great sizzle story to put between the royal baby and whatever fashion show they're going to follow it with? But it's complete silence. And the only thing that makes sense to me is somebody somewhere in that corporate hierarchy said, this story is off limits, just like Monsanto tried to declare that, well, did succeed in declaring the medical hazards of synthetic bovine growth hormone were off limits as well. The link between thimerosal and autism was declared off limits until the people made a really big stink about it and forced a response. And again, I don't know what's going on with Morgellons. I've satisfied myself. It is not just hysteria. It's not people's imaginations. Something real is going on. But it's also equally obvious that somebody somewhere doesn't want this story to garner major public attention. And I'm going to be looking into this in a lot more detail, but the idea that they're finding plant DNA and cellulose in these particles and the agrobacterium, which is used to modify the genes of plants and presumably could do so to humans, I think we're looking at a serious, serious mistake with genetic engineering. And it got out and it got wild and it's, you know, affecting human beings. And I think that's why the story is being kept silent, especially as Monsanto continues to go on out there and say, everybody will bow down before our GMO corn and our GMO wheat, and now they're testing GMO rice. Now, Cheerios has come under a great deal of fire. They kind of did a little bit of a goof in that they put up this application for smartphone, where people could write in and talk about their positive experiences, their positive memories of Cheerios from their childhood. And it immediately turned into a GMO forum, because Cheerios are made with GMO crops. And the parent company that makes Cheerios donated heavily to the No on 37 campaign in California. Excuse me, I had to take a sneeze there. And more than 1,200 users left negative comments on Cheerios Facebook vid, which then had to be removed. Cheerios came out with this retro commercial about, the good old days of healthy eating. And it's just a cover because they're pro-GMO. And now there's talk about a boycott against Cheerios, because apparently Cheerios refused to respond to the comments. And when they finally came out with a comment, it basically came down to, we understand your concerns, and not going to do anything about it. Too much money made in GMO. They probably signed contracts with Monsanto they can't get out of, putting profits over principles, and consumers are very angry. And I think this boycott against Cheerios, and in fact the entire company's product line, is a good idea, because if we can put one of these GMO food companies out of business, the rest of them will get the message. The rest of them will get the message. Now, speaking of GMOs, we're finding out the Russians are getting ready to start their GMO rat experiment. This is going to be televised 24/7. They're going to have TV cameras on all the rat cages, watching the rats, so you can tell there's no hanky-panky, and you can watch what's happening to the rats. It's going to take 2 years, but they're basically going to have four groups of rats. Group one will be fed on a diet high genetically modified soybeans and corn. Group two will be fed on a diet low in genetically modified soybeans and corn mixed with non-GMO soybeans and corn. Group three will be fed on soybeans and corn that are organically grown, no GMOs at all. Group four, as a control, will be fed a diet with standard rat feed, and they're just going to let the rats live about their lives and see what happens to them. And this is going to be broadcast 24/7, available on the internet as soon as we get the URL for the video feed. We'll put it up there so everybody can just sort of have it on one of their little Windows 8 tiles here and see what really happens, because we know over in Europe, all those politicians who gratefully accept campaign donations from Monsanto, we have that problem here in Hawaii, they simply rejected all the studies saying there are problems. They can't refute them. They can't challenge them. They can't discredit them. They simply say, we are not fused. And that's basically supposed to be the end of it. Now, food shortages are getting a problem. There was the diversion of farmland for ethanol production. That created food shortages. The Gulf disaster toxified seafood in the Gulf of Mexico. They're still not back to full production there. And every once in a while, we continue to hear about how all of a sudden they're dragging more fish out of the Gulf of Mexico, covered corrects it. Nobody's going to buy and eat that, except the U.S. government. They buy it and feed it to the soldiers over in the war zone, because they figure those guys are going to get blown up anyway. Fukushima has made the seafood from the North Pacific dubious. A lot of concerns about that. And we're all seeing in the stores, food prices going up. Last time we bought a loaf of bread out here was $7. Just a loaf of bread. Going over to the day-old bakery, which is where we buy the bread that we take over to the homeless food program. You know, it's $2, $3 a loaf there. I remember not too long ago, that was the regular supermarket price, $2, $3 a loaf. And it means the food stamp money is running out earlier and earlier and earlier every single month. I'm digitizing a little. Okay, it's probably some problems with the Roadrunner cable. I will talk slowly so that we can get through the noise here. The concern, of course, is that the buffer of food is getting smaller and smaller. That means basically is we're coming up on a point where there will be no food available in the supermarkets. And that is going to lead to potential social unrest. Maybe that's how the government is going to force a violent uprising. What's that Spanish saying? The difference between civilization and anarchy is just seven meals. And yet we're still seeing the corporate media demonize the preppers. Oh, the preppers. Let's make fun of those people. And it is a media trend. They're trying to make people who are saving their own food, having food supplies on hand, having water on hand. They're trying to make fun of them. You don't need your own food supply. Just stay dependent on the supermarkets and stay dependent on the government. That's what built this nation. Dependency, enforced dependency. Well, dependency means slavery. But especially now, with food prices doing what they're doing and signs of shortages on the horizon, if you're not a prepper now, you really ought to be. And I don't mean go to this extreme of digging underground bunkers and everything like that. Just have a couple of weeks' food on hand for your family. Supply of fresh water, first aid, batteries, flashlights, radio. Just the same stuff you would have on hand if you live in an earthquake zone or a hurricane zone or tornado zone. It's just common sense. Be prepared to live off the grid for a month, and it's common sense. Don't need gas masks, don't need radiation suits, don't need all of that stuff that the TV shows focus on to make it look like preppers are fruitcakes. But if you do not have some emergency supplies on hand, then you're going to wind up like those people in New York and New Jersey who trusted the government and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to take care of them in a disaster. And FEMA couldn't even find their own food. They were being fed by the Occupy people. It's where we get that joke. How do you tell a prepper in New York? They're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters. And it's really very true. But the government doesn't want you able to live independently. If you're not dependent on the government, then you're a free human being, and they can't stand that idea. They can't stand that idea at all. As I mentioned earlier in the show, back in 2000, The Independent in Great Britain was running an article, "Snowfalls are now a thing of the past." Al Gore repeated that in 2009. Dr. David Viner of the University of East Anglia, the Hadley Climate Research, they got hit in that whole ClimateGate scandal. And he was out there in 2000 saying, children just aren't going to know what snow is. Well, obviously, he needn't have worried, because Europe has been brought to an absolute standstill by this snowfall that's hit them. And we're still technically in autumn. All the doom prognostications of the carbon Nazis have not come to pass, but they're still going to demand you pay a carbon tax. It's going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today, and I'm going to speak a little more slowly because we're apparently having some interference or problems with our data link from Hawaii to Texas, and it's two-way. The signal coming here is starting to break up as well. Somebody just sent me an article Well, before I get to that, I want to finish up on ClimateGate, because the United Nations just finished up their climate change talks in Doha, and the surprising news is the Kyoto Protocol was extended as expected, but fewer and fewer nations actually signed on. So Kyoto is still around, but it is not all-encompassing global. And I think that is because nations have come to understand this whole thing was a scam, part of the trio of big lies to bring about global government. And as snow continues to pour down all over Europe and all over the American Midwest, we're not even into winter yet. It looks like it's going to be a severe winter, and it just underscores all of this global warming hysteria was propaganda to sell carbon taxes, to sell carbon credits, to do to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity. Just use it as a device to reap billions of unearned profits. And it is worthy of note that Enron's Ken Lay helped Al Gore set up his carbon exchange. So this is starting to fade away, not soon enough to save Americans from a carbon tax. They've had carbon taxes in Europe for a long time. The money never gets spent on the environment. It just gets spent by the government for war and propping up the bank system. It's just another way to trick you out of your money. I remember the old political joke. How do you tell when a politician is lying? His lips move. It's funny because we recognize it is true. It is a very rare politician who actually tells you the truth, Ron Paul being obviously the example that comes earliest to mind. I remember when Clinton was in office and one of his associates was waxing eloquent about what an amazing liar Bill Clinton was. But he was saying it as a compliment, as if lying to the people is a necessary skill of domestic statecraft. And they may see it as such, but I maintain government does not have the right to lie to the people. It's not in the Constitution. And the 10th Amendment forbids the government from simply assuming that right to lie and deceive. And so when the government lies to the people, especially lying to start a war of conquest, the government is acting illegally and unconstitutionally, and it delegitimizes itself with every single lie. Hold on to that thought. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with your help. So until then, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, be skeptical, be angry, question everything, and aloha, America.